This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children.
Now, Daria, as an Army veteran and supporting special ops and things like that, and she's been to the Defense Language School, you name it. She's also born in Russia. And so she helps us do great translations of some of the Russian news here on air. That's her voice you hear. But I was really thinking about going to her. You know, Daria, most people, I think it was like 80% or 90%, depending on the period, in Russian history were called serfs. And they lived on the land. They were owned by the nobles. Germany, until the 1880s, in some of its provinces of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, people can look, in fact, Google, when was slavery abolished in Germany? And it's the 1880s. When was it abolished in Russia? The 1880s. You tell the average trendy that, they look at you like you are crazy. You ask them where slavery came from. There it is. Emancipation Reform of 1861 was the first and most important liberal reforms effected during the reign of Emperor Alexander II of Russia. The reform effectively abolished serfdom throughout the Russian Empire. And then you can argue then what came after that, here come the communists. Because the truth was, yes, slavery in the Caribbean was even more brutal than it was here in North America. And they were pretty brutal there in Russia, but not to the level of some of the extreme stuff you saw with the African slave trade, which was based on the Arab slave trade. But that's okay because they got brown skin. Daria, you wanted to comment on this. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. So when I was watching the Mark Dice video, that's the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, well, I come from Russia, and they've done away with slavery in 1861 with the Tsar Alexander II. So what am I being responsible for with all the black people in the United States? Or even if I were in Russia, and there
well,
are black people
person.
In Russia.
You're a racist person. You don't want to pay reparations like Jesse Jackson and Bill Clinton, everybody want you to?
Well, I just want to talk to a black person who would confront me on that and convince me why I should be responsible with my taxes to pay them anything. Like, what is their argument?
Well, again, I have to be fair here. It's the globalists creating divide and conquer that are actually pushing this. It's mainly trendy whites that are actually pushing it, if you research it. But there are some of these globalist, quote, black groups that are out there pushing it. And that's what I want to tell them. I mean, let's say, which of course they didn't, but let's say some great-great-grandfather of mine was involved in something bad like that. Okay, I'm not them. I mean, if my dad was a murderer, which he's not, am I guilty for that? I mean, I'm trying to understand how, under this totalitarianism, it's like if my neighbor robs a bank, do I then go to jail, Daria?
Right. Well, I also wanted to make a point on the fact that white people cannot be poor, supposedly, or don't know what it's like to be poor. In the Soviet Union, 99% of population were equally poor. They were all equal, and they were all poor. And my family, my mother had to work three jobs just to get by. And it was a real tough life. And that's why, you know, she made it her goal in life to have a better life for me and to bring me to sort of this land of opportunities that United States was supposed to be.
How much has it changed since you first got here?
Well, you know, I compare how much United States have changed based on how much military has changed. I joined the military in 2000, and compared to what it is now, it's like day and night. I mean, we're talking about, you know, gay people are allowed to be in the military now. They're wearing high heels, and the standards have become so much lower than what
it's clearly the sabotage. I mean, it's clearly sabotage.
Yeah, I really.
What about Black Ops? I mean, you can't talk about them. You were in some of the most secretive stuff. I mean, have they been able to water that down any?
Well, I believe that the regular special forces in the Army have been watered down a lot, and they have been allowing people, just basically anybody, to enter special forces, and that's just the mainstream special forces.
All right, well, thank you, Daria. We'll talk to you more. There you go, though. She's guilty. Let's go out to break with Bernie Sanders, though. Here it is.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor. You don't know what it's like to be hassled when you walk down the street or you get dragged.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. Most science fiction of the day predicted a future that was more civilized and more intelligent. But as time went on, things seemed to be heading in the opposite direction, a dumbing down.
Harvard researchers have found children who live in high fluoride areas have significantly lower IQs.
Enjoy your extra big-ass fry!
Researchers found members of Congress, on average, speak at a 10th grade level. Most Americans read at an 8th or 9th grade level.
Look, now, I'll talk slow so you can understand me.
It was just a few thousand years ago that our ancestors were using primitive grunts to communicate.
Hillary's a good leader. I trust Hillary. Hillary is a good leader.
I stand here as a free slave.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Mankind became stupider at a frightening rate.
You're white man!
You want to know what I found out? Most of England speaks Americanish.
I don't feel no ways tired. I've come too far.
I believe that our education, like such as South Africa and
visit Iraq everywhere like such us, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S., or should help South Africa.
What does that mean?
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
We now go live to Violence Channel correspondent for Micah Davis at the Extreme Court with highlights on today's trial.
Good to see you in this exercise in transparency and democracy.
Is that what it is?
A great dust bowl had ravaged food supplies, and the number one movie in the country was called Ass.
If Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory, that's ridiculous. That doesn't make any sense. Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
Obama, you should run for a third term because we need
to... Obama, third term!
How many sides does a triangle have?
Damn, four.
There's no sides.
What's Osama bin Laden most infamous for?
Osama?
Yeah.
Or Obama?
Osama.
I have no idea who Osama is.
Which state does KFC come from?
What, the chicken?
Yeah. I really don't know.
Okay, do you know what KFC stands for?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
A little further south from that facility, there's a completely separate building where they, get this, change raw sewage water into water people drink.
What? Like out the toilet?
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
What's your hair would be bigger?
Infowars.com.
It's a circus, everybody, look!
Whoa, yeah, what? Look at the monkey! Look at the monkey!
I did that on purpose. We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. For the next 2 hours in studio, we have a real treat. Gary Haven, one of my favorite guests, the producer of Amerageddon, a billionaire, successful entrepreneur here in America, and one of the leading funders of the anti-New World Order movement. And then, of course, we've got Steve Quayle, who I've known for 21 years over the phone, in studio with us. And the world's so crazy right now that Steve Quayle normally... who stays out west, out in, Montana and places, has actually been flying around with Gary Haven at the controls of his jet, flying himself around the country, speaking to capacity crowds and going on international television programs. And you guys just met with a federal agent about some really important stuff dealing with Stingray and phones. I personally have had multiple of my phones where people go in and start typing and take it over. I had to get rid of my old phone number before it. And then start calling people and sending databases. And then now people I know it's happening. This just happened this weekend when someone I know was just sending someone a message. And then it was sending messages back from their phone saying, do you have this particular drug? And so they were sending it from their phone. And they could see the message had been sent. I guess they have databases just to set everybody up. Just like the DEA admittedly has... their parallel construction where they have total access to the NSA. I've had the former technical director of the NSA on, William Benny, just 2 weeks ago about this. And he said they have all of Hillary's emails. They have everything. And he said that it all goes through that database. They're saving it. And the DEA, the IRS all have access to it. They go in. And then they basically make up a fake investigation and plant evidence when they want to bust you. So when I say the police aren't our enemy, I mean the local cop changing tires, writing tickets, going to, domestic disputes. It's a terrible job. They're great men and women on average. They're good people. Our local police departments are good on average. But the DEA, the CIA, a lot of the FBI, it's globalist run now. So you want to get into this big subject, we'll do it the next hour. I'm not really teasing it. You just mentioned it. And you guys were debating how far you could go with it. When we were talking. So let's talk about that during some of the breaks. Let's get into the people that said there's no threat of nuclear war. Let's get into what's happening in the economy. Let's cover the waterfront with Gary Haven and Steve Quayle. Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com. Steve, it is amazing to have you here with us.
Hey, Alex, this is just a delight. And
Ladies and gentlemen, for me to come out of Montana, I think Alex put it very succinctly, and the timing of all the events taking place are becoming so problematic, so in our face, that now everything, Alex, you and I used to talk about all the time, still talk about daily for you, daily or weekly when I'm on the radio with you or someone else. But here's the thing. It's in motion. Years ago, we were telling you the day would come when this would be in effect, this would be in effect, and this would be in effect. Now it's all in effect, and people can't deny it. So the urgency, and you rightly picked it up last week when you interviewed me, I have never felt a more urgent time in my spirit. And look, I've been on talk radio 25 years, 9,000 plus hours, interview after interview after interview. But by the time that we're talking about all these things, Alex, we're talking about the headlines. You and I basically spoke into existence years ago. And if I don't know of a better, and this is not flattery, it's just a true statement. I've made the statement. I think the InfoWars journalistic and investigative skills are second to none. And that, again, is what I am just proud to say.
Well, I mean, not me.
You've got an amazing team.
Merkel Phelan, who was in Seattle and moved here a few years ago, does an amazing job, is in touch with all the White Hat hackers. He broke with the secret documents that Stingray was listening to everybody, watching everybody, and finally proved it, and that they'd also set up private networks of these and were basically tracking everybody in real time and putting in their own communication system at Homeland Security so they could shut the web off but still be operating with their web. And so the guy deserves a Pulitzer Prize for that.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the kind of journalist we have, and I will give ourselves the credit. When they know we'll break stuff like that, that is dangerous. But we're willing to do it. And by the grace of God, like Jim Garrison said, we've stayed in the spotlight. I think that's why we've been protected.
Well, absolutely we've been protected. And Gary has basically put his name, his reputation, his financial blessings on the line. And ladies and gentlemen, again, this is what causes people to come out who have a heart for other people. Alex, it's about people. It's about getting them to the point where they're not going to be cannon fodder. And what you brought up about Stingray, just a little bit of information, is years ago, people couldn't, they wouldn't believe that there were assassination algorithms. They didn't believe that the red list, the blue list, and the green list exist.
And that's now admitted.
That's now admitted.
They admit roundup teams. They admit civilian inmate labor camps. They even call it re-education camps in the Army manual.
Absolutely. And so now,
re-education camps, the Soviet term.
But those are the people that get to live. What most people are losing track of, that quite candidly, Alex, with the very few mouths out there or mouthpieces and the broadcast that's out there, we have lost our country internally at any kind of level that I believe political outside of Donald Trump. And here's where, you know, thank you for all the times you've done.
Please don't thank me.
No. Look, let me share this. The thank yous go out there simply because having these guys that are absolutely willing to risk their lives. You just mentioned the guy that deserved a Pulitzer Prize. Having Donald Trump saying to the world the things that everyone thinks, but they're too afraid to mention. That's the thing. Fear is the dominant theme, and I believe
he's breaking through the fear.
Yep, yep. And so the thing is that when you break the hold of fear, people can think. But the networks, obviously, are the greatest neuro-linguistic programming tool ever created.
When you sit in front of the TV of mainstream media, that is a weapon system. You better be conscious. In fact, I'm going to skip this network break, last one today, because I want to give you guys more time, but I want to inject something here. We come from a perspective of stopping the globalists, being honest, shining a light on it like Paul Revere. Some people that are living in total fear think we're being negative or fear-mongering or fear porn because they think they're helpless and we're trying to demoralize them. No. We don't think you're weak like the globalists do. We know the only chance we've got is for you to know, under a new world order with GMO and chemicals and chemtrailing, you're already being killed. The only chance you've got is to stand up and to say no. We want you to know about the re-education camps, the red list, the blue list, the green list, so that we can have a debate about it so they can't pull it off when they try to pull the switch. And now the military and the police are awake to a great extent. We won't be caught flat-footed. We're telling you how bad it is because we believe you'll then take action.
Absolutely. And the greatest survival tool is your brain. The greatest antidote for fear is knowledge that we document. Look, we spend
time. Action.
And action. And the action is where most people think that.
And look at InfoWars. Look at Gary. Look at you. We are about action.
Action.
And we're in the studio today to basically say this is a plea. This is a triune plea to basically get people to understand that you're out of time. Now, look, even like when your car runs out of gasoline, the carburetor still has enough gas to continue on for a short spurt. And what we're trying to do today is give everybody not a short spurt, but we're trying to refill your tank so you can be active and not sit back.
This is the time for maximum effort.
Absolutely.
Gary?
Man, I'm on fire, guys. A few years ago, it might have been difficult to get up and stand beside us and what we're doing right now. But it is so obvious. It's so in your face.
Open world government.
Yeah. You know, thanks to Snowden and WikiLeaks, we know they're listening to all of our phone calls. You read the disclaimer in your television set not to say anything because it might be monitored. And yet we sit here, and somebody can deny that information is being gathered. It ain't going to be in our...
I remember Quayle 20 years ago saying your TV's watching and listening to you, and then engineers came and showed me the Scientific Atlantic boxes were doing it.
Yeah, and the disclaimer is on a box of the number of your television sets. There it is. So Trump has done a really great thing. You know, I don't agree with everything he says, but this guy is made it okay to talk about political correctness. He's made it okay to talk about globalism. And I think today we should talk about that a little bit. It is no longer a conspiracy theory to use the word globalist. It is part of our common vernacular.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
Yeah. Yep. It's a nationalist versus globalist world we're in right now, whether it's Brexit, and they chose wisely, or whether it's Marine Le Pen in France or Podemos in Spain, or here in the United States. Trump is a nationalist. He's standing for American sovereignty, American freedom.
And this is nationalism's last stand.
Yep. Absolutely. Hillary claims she is a globalist. And here's the problem with globalism. They're going to package it as if it's some solution to war, which, by the way, they're creating World War III so that they can solve the problem by having global government. And guys, that's just the Hegelian dialectic. That's the strategy where you create a problem, and then when you provide the solution, you acquire power. That is straight out of the book. In fact, all of the chaos going on right now, the open borders, the importing of unvetted Syrian refugees, who the FBI says up to 10% are radicalized.
It's a classic destabilization program. The Southern Command has come out and warned of Sunni extremists crossing the southern border. That's in the news today on DrudgeReport.com.
Yeah, and, you know, ISIS has been coming across the border. FBI says they're now in all 50 states. You know, they want us to believe that they're incompetent, but they're not. This is a strategy. It's by design because, as Henry Kissinger said, the only way that you can have a one-world government is if you diminish the United States.
Right.
They are deliberately diminishing us, everything from spending our money to where it's never going to be recoverable, the debt's going to be so great, to opening the borders, to the lawlessness that Hillary just got away with literally murder. And Comey says, hey, just because we let her off, don't think we're going to let you off. They blatantly put that in our faces. And you know what? I'm not a subject. I'm a citizen. And I'm an American. I believe in freedom, but I also believe that that the price of freedom is eternal vigilance.
That's right. And a historical moment is here. I want to ask both of you this. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. I mean, folks, I've known this guy 21 years, never met him in person. It's amazing. Here he is. If you're a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com/show. Some cable systems and TV stations are also picking up large portions of the broadcast now and the nightly news. But here's Steve Quayle in the flesh, because we are at such a historic crossroads right now. Steve, going back 20 years ago, 25 years ago, when you're writing your books on geoengineering, genetic Armageddon, you name it, now we're here. Now they admit chimeras, cross species. They admit world government. It's basically exactly what the Patriots and the John Birch Society and others told us they were going to do, because people see this paradox. They go, wait, the government's run by corrupt, evil people, but you're saying the government's one of our greatest hopes. It's people in the military and in some of these agencies that actually know we're telling the truth that have leaked the info. How did the John Birch Society know the stuff in the 50s and 60s? They had a lot of patriots telling them. That's why it's dead on. And so that's why we can't just have a war with the government in general. We have to have a war with the ideas of the globalists and point out their occupiers in our government, or they will fool us into a civil war. Clearly, they're setting up civil war in Europe and here, as you got into the destabilization program. How do we counter that?
Well, we counter it, first of all, by saying, look at the dialectic, which Gary brought up. you know, Hegel said you create the problem. Everybody knows that. But what's tragic is most people don't understand that the war of the police against the people against the police. Alex, I was told a decade ago that we're talking about simply assassins to provoke the war between the police. Look, we talked about militarization of police, what, 15 years ago?
Then they'll use the cops getting killed as the cover to wipe a bunch of other ones out.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, it's always control the narrative. Whenever the mass...
you talk about a list. We know the special lists are on the police.
Yes. And for the record, police, feedback to you, military guys, they've got their wives, where their wives go shopping. They know everything. They're trying to ultimately force the police to be the first line of attack or arrest. And then once they're done with those guys, the blue list is simply this, police and military that go along with the original roundup and assassination. Everybody focuses on...
Break this down. This has been done in other communist countries under Nazi control. It's an old totalitarian program. Explain how the police are like the garbage men that bring in the garbage. But once they've done that, they're then taken out.
They're then taken out. It's just a fact. The war that's generated is being absolutely orchestrated, and the people that are behind the scenes, we call a hidden hand, the globalists, the illuminists, the elitists, and truly, Alex, the Satanists, they are implementing all of their predetermined, and I say this, hellish plans. When you and I started on the radio, we were trying to tell people about the events that were in the natural realm. Now, reading the front of Matt Drudge's page, it's like a world of supernatural evil. I heard you use those words the other day.
And speaking of Drudge, he's linked to our story from Fox News. Top doctor concerns over Hillary's health, not a conspiracy theory. We have top university professors, the heads of whole departments, saying clearly she's got neurological problems. And the New York Times says, you know what, just delist those articles. Don't let people see them. I mean, they're nakedly pushing censorship now.
Yeah, they told Google to do that.
What do you make of that?
Well, it's just part of their exercise of control. Guys, we got to realize this. You do not have a free press in this country, with the exception of this Internet. Which is another problem, because the UN very likely going to take this thing over on
October 1st.
Yeah.
So notice it's all converging.
Well, we have a limited time. And, man, I tell you what, if you can't wake up today with all the evidence in your face, I don't know what's going to wake you up. But when they – and Stephen, I've been talking about this Internet takeover. Are they just going to shut it down, or are they going to slowly diminish it?
I think it's
going to
be slow.
And I agree with you on that. And how will it happen? Well, they're going to take something like Islamophobism, okay? When I say something like, it probably not a good idea.
Sharia law is not compatible in a free country.
Yeah. Well, that makes me an Islamophobic.
And by the way, the BBC now said that this weekend.
Yep.
They said shut down websites and arrest people.
Exactly.
And Germany's already doing it.
Yep, exactly.
Absolutely.
You can see the beta test.
Yep. And what I think this is critical. Identify, vilify, nullify, destroy. They're in the process. It's a formula. I just started radio with. The identification, we're the bad guys. The vilification, we're the bad guys. We being the truth tellers. We being those that go out and say, wait, this is an orchestrated theater of the absurd.
We're the conspiracy theorists.
Yes.
Because we don't believe Hillary.
By the way, and what's interesting is, remember, those who initiate, this is just absolutely right out of Saul Alinsky on steroids. This is going by his book, and who, obviously, Lucifer is his direction.
That's who he pledges to.
Yep, yep.
And remember, telling the truth in times of deceit is a revolutionary act.
That's right.
Yep.
And how is it going for him, Steve Quayle?
Well,
Harry Haven?
I'll turn it right over to Jerry. In my opinion, it's succeeding at breakneck speed. I want to get to the major crux of the matter on, you mentioned France, you mentioned Germany, obviously England. Alex, everybody's forgetting the first premise of the New World Order. Out with the old and in with the new. The phoenix is their mascot. They must destroy their countries, their nationalism, their currencies, all their values. They've said that. So what you're seeing in the world, everyone, is you're seeing the actual implementation of the destruction of borders, language, culture in order to introduce all of their designs and plans. And so we're saying we're holding back the dam to the best of our ability. But, Alex, there's more leaks springing. And when this thing springs on the American citizens, you can watch everything that's going on in Venezuela to know what the future
is. Let's talk about that. Because people say, oh, Alex, don't fear monger. There's no depression. There are more than 30, 40 countries that are totally collapsed right now. It's unraveling all over the place. And we're just saying we need to fix this situation while the globalists are making it worse. We're going to come back and talk about all this and more with Steve Quayle and Gary Haven. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now all that's changed because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need, when you need it. Or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code Radio67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code Radio67. That's Radio 67.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
I talk a lot about this because the lawsuit that happened a few years ago that got tens of thousands of pages from the Clinton Foundation, not their international foundation, but the foundation based in Little Rock at their library, tells you how they operate. And they say, anybody that criticizes us, we call them conspiracy theories. We threaten the mainstream media to never listen to anybody, liberal or conservative, that has a view outside of what we're saying. And we've got to ridicule anybody that starts independent media that ever tries to sell any of their own products, because we control them through the corporate sponsors. If anyone ever starts direct selling, which I figured out before I ever saw it in their memos, that will free them. And then it will create a new independent media and bring back journalism. They use that term, bring back journalism. They knew they'd already killed it by the early 1990s. And so that's why it's symbiotic. We sell books, videos, preparedness items, water filtration systems, non-GMO seeds at very competitive or sometimes the lowest prices, nutraceuticals. These are things that counter the globalist onslaught. I mean, the media has written big articles. Look, Jones says the government's putting stuff in your water and then sells you a filter to get it out. Absolutely. It's what I do in my house. Yes, exactly. We fund ourselves morally and are independent. Again, they act like it's dirty because we didn't get billions of dollars like NBC and MSNBC and stimulus money. Yes, we're evil. We don't audit you with the IRS and take your money and then use it against you. We just sell products. You can competitively, you know, go out and shop and decide to support this message that you see growing. And that's what I wanted to tell you. I finally had a chance to see the film last week. It is incredible. True Legends, the documentary film series. It's Discovery Channel and Beyond Quality. The Unholy See, the Vatican knows all the secrets. Look at how the Vatican is pushing all of this. We have this film now available at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Zeogenetics, Changing Men into Monsters, and what the globalists are trying to do, this huge coffee table book by Steve Quayle. We have the Hillary for Prison shirts. And, of course, we have the new $5 million budget fiction film that's a near-future dystopia, special director's edition available here exclusively this week. Next week's going to be in stores nationwide. They've stolen our country. It's time to take it back. Amerageddon. And this is the director's lengthy cut of the expanded one, not the one that you're going to be seeing when it's later on TV later this year. It's also still in some theaters around the United States. When you purchase it, it supports Gary Haven and what he did. It supports InfoWars and our entire operation as well. And then finally, one of the nutraceutical supplements that is about to sell out probably today, 20% off on the Parasite Cleanse, Living Defense at InfoWarsLife.com. And please get these films. Show these to people in your area. This is how we're winning the information war. Will InfoWars by itself or Gary Haven making his film or Steve Quayle by himself fix everything? No, but all of us together. And more media outlets are impossible to shut down. And now, globally, we see the anti-New World Order movement winning with the Brexit, having other big victories. We're gaining steam. The globalists are in trouble. But they're accelerating their plan to finish it up because they know their time is short, to quote the Bible. So, again, thank you for your prayers, your support. Don't thank us because you are the reason we've been able to do this. We're here carrying the ball. And quite frankly, we're all in now. Like Jim Garrison said, you know, they said, why are you still alive exposing the Kennedy assassination that killed over 300 people? And he said, because I'm the most vocal. I've already said everything. If they kill me, it highlights everything I've done. And I get that question. Why are you still alive, Steve Quayle?
Hey, man, I've been told that I'm the canary in the mine. You're the canary in the mine. And why aren't you dead? Well, I have a real simple answer to that. Because it's not time, and God's got people praying. You know, Alex, one of the joys of my life has been to see the supernatural hand of God protecting us. We'll never know until we get to heaven how many times God intervened in our lives. And by the way, I just came up with a new name for Amerageddon. It's going to be called Haven's Headlines, because I asked Gary and really asked him to pray about it, to release it exclusively through
Haven's Revelation?
Yeah, or Haven's Headlines, okay? Because I said, Gary, you did. I don't know what you didn't cover, but the headlines of the day, all the UN stuff we've been warning about, all the UN images that have been seen across the land, across the internet, we're now seeing, and that's why I love about the timeliness. This is not a natural thing. The releasing of Amerageddon and the headlines of the day concerning the UN, and we won't give it away, but the bottom line is it's the story plot, it's the theme.
I would just add, I mean, Gary invested $5 million in this, and I'm probably, guess at this point, haven't gotten it back. But if you didn't do this to make money, it'd be okay if you did. You did it to warn people. You did it to put out good, you know, culture that isn't globalist garbage. You put it out as an antidote. You put yourself in the arena.
Yeah, you know, I didn't make a movie to make money. I made a movie to make a difference. And I think this movie has been fantastic. You know, it's fact-based.
Huge success.
Yep. We tried to include all the content that's in the news every day that are being established against the people. By the way, Steve, if you're the canary in the coal mine, I must be the Gary in the coal mine.
Oh, okay. Touche.
All right. There is so much to get into. Before the break, you guys were talking about a destabilization program. Clearly, I saw this a few years ago. Wasn't hard to see, but to actually see them do it is still crazy. Bring in 5 million Muslims, 80% military-age men, know that they were the Sunni invasion force into Syria. advertise for them to come, have the founder of the EU take a demotion and be the head of the refugee program, flood them into the U.S. as well. Then they start attacking, they start killing. We're told we've got to give our speech up. We've got to take Muslim classes. This is now happening in Europe and the U.S. We've got to comply with them. We're bad. And then Europe starts collapsing. Then they reorganize it. They're now saying, we want to get rid of sports team names that are, you know, the Spanish or the French or the English, because that makes all the immigrants upset. The American flag makes people upset. Don't wear it at school. We have to take our culture down for theirs. But that's just the cover for the globalism coming in. Now they're saying the European soccer teams are going to be mythical names. They're not even going to be country names because that's bad. You can see how they're doing it.
You know, they got rid of the Washington Redskins, or at least you're trying to. What are they going to do with the Oregon State Lady Beavers team?
Well, they're going to destroy all national borders, language, culture. They're going to destroy.
I guess they can spin that as something bad.
Yes. Yes, they're going to do everything they can, Alex, to absolutely destroy any integrity. Look, we knew when the President of the United States wouldn't even put his hand over his heart at the swearing-in ceremony. We knew when he was...
That was a message.
That was a message.
When they put Mateen, the shooter's dad,
yep,
you know, behind Hillary, it's a message.
It's a message. It was a $375,000 well-paid message, but nevertheless, it was totally psyops. And here's the thing that I want to get across to everyone. They have to understand that what we're doing right now is giving you the last breath of reality-based news. And I'm not so sure that it's all going to be based in the political realm.
And that's what Drudge came here and said last year. He said, next year's it.
Yep. I agree with him. And that's why I think the timing of this, look, I don't know if I'll ever be with you again, but I thank God for this opportunity. You can't take anything.
Well, it shows how late it is that you are here.
Yeah, that shows how late it is. It's that demanding, and it's not.
Drudge hadn't done an interview in years. He popped up here to warn.
Right.
And people better understand that's how serious this is. And I hope we make it. Something huge doesn't happen. And I hope we're still here next year. I'm just saying I'm really concerned. I'd say 50-50 right now.
And I'm a little bit more than that. I'm saying 70-30 against us, because here's the thing. All of the news that's out there. Remember, the number one goal of the global elitists, the Satanists, the Luciferians, is to overwhelm us with data, overwhelm us with problems, terrorize us. But you know what? There's a great a scriptural reference. The righteous are as bold as lions. And so the thing is we don't have to sit and cower in fear. And that's what they're counting on, Alex. They're counting on people just fearing and caving in.
Let's talk about real fear. If the globalists ever get their agenda, again, people think that I'm fear-mongering, bringing up real crises. I'm bringing it up to stop it. If I call my neighbor, hey, your house is on fire, it's not the fearmonger. It's so we get the fire department out there, and I'm telling them. Okay, that's taking action. If I say, hey, your wife's choking, I'm going to do the Heimlich maneuver, it's not fearmongering, I'm going to save her. I've actually seen people try to stop me saving a woman. That's how they were saying 911, 911. So we're sitting here seeing this unfold. So let's actually tell people, what is the New World Order's real goal? If they win, that's what people should be worried about.
Well, look at every place you go, your own family, 9 out of 10 people are to be destroyed. And that's you've quoted, we can quote ad nauseum everybody who said it, from Jacques Cousteau to Prince Philip. It doesn't matter who you quote.
Ted Turner.
And by the way, Ted Turner said, when if there is a heaven, and I'm going to assure him there is, that he's going to go up to God and punch him in the nose. And I told Gary Haven, I'm looking forward to seeing that. I'm looking forward to seeing that when God says, take your best shot, Ted, you know. I mean, that is the epitome of vanity. But here's the thing. Where you're coming to, where I'm coming to, where Gary's come to, is the fact that this is a supernatural evil. And again, Matt Drudge is to be commended, because he's telling people, look, we never have to deal when we started. We never had to deal when we started on broadcast radio with people eating people's faces off, or people chopping up human beings, or Christians absolutely being slaughtered worldwide. And the Muslims in charge don't ever want to talk about that. See, because that's where the disconnect is. The disconnect is simply that.
And mental illness is exploding.
Mental illness.
Craziness. You see it everywhere.
Demon possession. Demon possession. Jesus cast out demons. You know what happens in the United States nowadays? They welcome them. They give them a political title, and they say, go destroy the country. And
or they build statues to him in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, amen.
Schroeder. Or New York City, which almost happened.
Yeah, so we're dealing with the basis of all this. Hillary Clinton, Saul Alinsky. Obama, Saul Alinsky. And he dedicates his book to Lucifer, okay? And we talk about Luciferians. You were the guy that went out to the Bohemian Grove, made your videos on it, and people still didn't believe it. Now you've got everybody putting their hand over their eye. I'm saying it to describe it. You've got,
oh, I know. They'll say I'm doing it too.
Yeah. And by the way, you can look at, I don't have, slits in my pupils. You know, it's the idea is simply this. Donald Trump, my opinion, is God's prosecuting attorney. He's laying out the evidence, and it's like everything evil is swarming upon him. I think that the fascinating thing about this is that, you probably heard this, but I gave a word that I really felt was an answer to prayer. And God said, before I allow America to be destroyed by the Russians and Chinese, okay, now this is hard to take, I'm going to reveal the sins of America's leaders to the people, and the people's sins before a holy God.
Doesn't that biblically always happen? Before a country goes under judgment, they get warning after warning, and then one really big warning.
I believe the big warning's coming. I believe the ultimate warning is coming. I don't know if it's going to be geophysical. You know, for instance, Tambora, a volcano. People say, what a hypocrite. You live in Montana. You're right on the Yellowstone super volcano. I can tell everybody this. I told the BBC, get down to the South Pacific. Before the Band of Oxygen.
Well, I was about to say, you were the guy saying 20 years ago, get ready for the Ring of Fire to wake up. It has. The most action ever recorded in modern history.
And we're seeing now climate change. And let me tell you where climate change comes from. In the book Xenogenesis, I have an interview. This is the most critical thing. I told this on Jim Baker's show. By the way, we asked everybody to raise their hand, or those who listen to InfoWars to raise their hand. 99% in the audience at Jim Baker's show raised their hand.
Wow, that's a big show.
That's a big show. So the thing is that in Xenogenesis, I made the statement, I'll make the statement for your audience, the most important information I've ever gotten in 10 years is contained in the book Under the Rainbow. Basically, a dying CIA high-ranking official talked about the chemtrail, and as you know, I broke that story 20-some years ago. But it's more than what people think. It's not just to destroy the food, destroy the atmosphere, destroy us. It's to destroy the balance that God created. The rainbow was God's covenant with man that he wouldn't destroy the earth by a flood again. So in Xenogenesis means an addition of the third strand of DNA, which is either alien, fallen angel. When I say alien, I'm talking about genetically altered DNA put into the human genome to do away with.
I was about to say, even if people, I never get into space aliens and things because you can't prove it one way or the other. What I get into is they're creating new species and new DNA and artificial DNA that is alien, not of this world.
That's what I'm
saying.
And
now they're mixing it with nanotech, so they're now making it silicon based.
And when you get silicon based life forms versus, carboniferous life forms.
That's what you've got on the cover of the book.
Yep. And can I hold this up?
Sure.
Yeah. It's really important. It's got three elements in the cover of Xenogenesis. This is done by Duncan Long.
And that's available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com. But you've got the flying saucer, you've got the baby, and you've got the robotic. We're dealing with transhumanism. We're dealing with stuff that's out of myths.
And in their own words at Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones, they believe they're channeling from creatures in another dimension, building things that they've been given divine guidance to do. So whether you're a Christian, a Satanist, whatever, the atheists are way behind because the elite, like Darwin, channeled this whole vision of DNA and world government and gave it to Galton, who created the eugenics movement, all off of hallucinations that Charles Darwin says he got from entities.
Right.
And by the way, that's not in The Origin of Species, but he wrote letters that are public saying this. This is a fact.
Oh, absolutely. And the transhumanism, George Orwell, they who control the past determine the future. And my statement to just be one up on Orwell, they who control the past control the future. So the entire exchange, the language of the day is this: God's creation is not good enough. We're going to create an Ubermensch, a Superman, okay? The book that I wrote, which will be available on InfoWars.com, Empire Beneath the Ice. Do you know that even when Dr. Wernher von Braun was interviewed and another very famous German scientist, they basically said it's not that we Germans were smarter than everybody else, but all the information came to us from spiritual sources. In the book,
and by the way, I'm an expert. I've read hundreds of books on the Nazis. I really researched that when I was in high school and college. And then that's in the Nuremberg trials.
Absolutely.
I mean, they were chopping Germans' heads off and then trying to, like, seance info from them. And we're getting all this technology.
Well, they have technological demons in that they literally, and by the way, this is all provable.
But again, even if people don't believe this, look at Ray Kurzweil. He says, I don't believe in God. I'm going to build one.
Yes.
But we've all got to die first.
Yep.
I mean, it's all directly out of the Bible.
They get to live forever, but we all got to die first. There's something wrong with that.
We're going to kill everybody, but then I'm going to let you live forever. But kill them first, then I'll give you the power.
Right. And so what are we seeing? We're seeing
you're going to be a god. That's yeah. Genesis.
That is the book of Genesis.
In fact, it's the original lie.
Yep. Yep.
Satan went to Eve and said, you can be like God. And by the way, you will not die. And if you think about that, in this current...
That's the headlines. Why are all the billionaires obsessed with living forever? That's the headline of the Associated Press, because they're into this.
Yeah, and man, they're some ugly dudes. Have you seen a picture of Rockefeller lately or Kissinger?
People ask why they can still be alive, because basically they are human blood-sucking parasites, okay? The Rockefeller Foundation and other foundations they've exploited, if you will, trying to enhance a human genome. But the missing element in this, and this is why, you know, people...
So they founded Cold Springs Harbor, the Rockefellers,
absolutely.
And the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute,
right.
And they're over most of the blood products in the U.S. Peter Thiel's come out and says he wants the young and the blood to live forever. I'm not saying he might even be a bad guy, but he's, like, kind of saying what they're saying in public.
Right, and here's the thing. I talked to a pilot, you'll appreciate this, Gary, that flew into one of the secret laboratories in Virginia someplace, and he said this. As far as you could see, like a football field inside, underground, our laboratories, the number one obsession was enhancing humans, okay? Enhancing what were humans, that's what he said. And the chimeras, the productive...
Listen, they tried to hire my dad in the mid-80s, $500,000 a year, because he was teaching dental implants at Baylor Medical School.
Wow.
And he was already doing work on, like, high-level CIA people and stuff, you know, just their teeth. Because, you know, he had a clearance or whatever for working at Baylor. And my mom wanted to know. He said, well, it's classified. I can't tell you. This is at the dinner table when I'm like 9 years old. And he goes, it's cyborgs. That's all they're going to tell me. And then my mom said, well, David, is this? He goes, no, they're hiring a bunch of the top oral surgeons. It was a huge industrial program. It wasn't just him. They hired some of his colleagues. Stay there.
Bug Out, Infidel Body Armor, and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
You love
like an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got one.
All right, Steve Quayle is coming back in the studio here in just a moment. Here with Gary Haven, maker of the Soul American. Now, my dad didn't take the job in Maryland, but he did get an offer to work in a secret physical underground laboratory facility. I remember my mom asking about it. He's like, no, it's underground. And he never actually went up there and got the full tour and whatever the secret stuff was, because he told me everything he knew about it. But it was just basically, imagine with spies, being able to graft things into bone, hide things, do things with teeth, basic stuff like that. But here's the bottom line. There is a giant Manhattan Project program, much bigger than the Manhattan Project, to extend life for the elite and to not give the general public that, but to also test things on us and to dumb us down. And the elite basically admit they're doing this. And Bill and Melinda Gates lead that project. What can you say about them, Steve Quayle?
Well, here's the thing. Vaccination is the ultimate weapon of destruction. And all those involved, especially Big Pharma and others, has everybody noticed, Alex, everything that comes out that's a new threat biologically is automatically always met with a vaccine that they just happen to have on the back burner. The idea is this. I made the statement, it was on your show, shot in the arm, shot in the head, either way you end up dead. And so
the ultimate soft kill weapon that kills you 10 years later.
Absolutely, and I apologize for this earbud.
We're going to move it over. I think it's too tight.
Okay.
But this, they've been caught adding things to the vaccine, the UN and others. Yeah. We know the vaccines don't protect people, and they're trying to set the precedent. Governments that have been caught thousands of times in lethal secret tests, from Tuskegee to you name it, radiating little kids, giving people syphilis, that they want to put something in us because they love us.
Well, and the point is that everything they can do to destroy every barrier, God made us wonderful. He made the human body with such an amazing immune system. A lot of the products that you sell are designed to base the immune system, to build it up. But everything's coming against us. See, here's the bottom line, everyone. They hate human beings. And it's because I don't believe that at a certain point, a lot of these guys have given themselves over, that they become totally possessed. And now what we're seeing is the true outpicturing. We're seeing the true price that these Illuminists pay, even with their help.
So basically, if we look at this from a cosmology, this is what Christians already believe, but from a science fiction cosmology, it's an interdimensional invasion into people, and then they're building the planet they want, the atmosphere they want, the system they want, and getting us ready to be phased out in their final colonization when these demons merge with silicon that supposedly lives forever.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you've got on the front of, again, major news sources, robot babies being born from robots. But here's the thing. You're talking about demon possessed. A demon, let me just make it real quick, is a disembodied spirit of a former living entity that was alive. I'm sorry, I'm trying to look at green or
there's
red.
So many cameras. Go ahead. You're doing a great job, Steve.
Okay. And the idea is this. A disembodied spirit wants to be embodied. Imagine this, Alex. Imagine such sinister evil people that they've collected the DNA of everything from Genghis Khan, Kublai Khan, Hitler, Stalin. You name a bad guy in history.
They want to match up with DNA that matches them.
Yep. And also,
it's just like the movie Avatar.
Absolutely. But even one step beyond that, you know, again, this is why, excuse me, I'm going 300 miles an hour. When we're dealing with the fallen angels, the whole thing about that, now, that's biblical, okay? But now you're getting people coming out and saying that they take orders from a fallen angel. This is amazing. In True Legends, we've got an interview with there we go.
It's okay.
Okay, True Legends. The deal is Tim Alberino in Italy meets with a very wealthy, wealthy gentleman who basically said that Zachariah Sitchin was being instructed, okay, by an Anunnaki. An Anunnaki is another name for fallen angel. It's just in the Bible.
And let's be clear, whether you believe in this or not, we're just here looking at this as, I guess, anthropologists or sociologists. The elite folks, I don't know any of them that are really atheists. They all believe they are getting instructions from, quote, angels. They admit that's what Skull and Bones does. They worship angels while they sit in big pools of feces.
This is GCN.
Okay, I mean, you cannot make this up. That's mainstream news.
Network.
We'll be right back. What type of angel wants you to sit in feces?